But they both produce eggs.
That's really interesting. I never heard that before.
Well, see, when I got into that thing, I ordered a little shipment of worms from City Hill, Texas, which is about 14 miles out of Dallas. It used to be, and now it's not 5. From a worm farm, a fellow was in the worm business. And he was producing these worms and shipping them, you know, all over the country to people who wanted to get into the worm business and to fish them.
Yeah.
And I ordered this 500 of these worms. Well, they come in a little, corrugated box about that high. And it had broken loose. I don't know whether I got 500 or what I got. But they lay that egg, and as I said, after they separated and they both lay eggs, why, there's each one of those worms produce anywhere from 300 to 500 eggs.
Yeah.
And 90 days from the time this little worm hatches, if he's well fed, he's ready to serve the fisherman to bait. And it's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
I'd go out there and sit there and spend hours just watching those things and how they multiply.
Yeah.
And wintertime come, being this far north, I had to bed them down in wintertime to keep them freezing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some covers, wooden covers that I built to go over the top of them.
Yeah.
Because you want that pit kept at a certain amount of water.
Yeah.
And if it come a big rain, you didn't have it covered up. Well, that drowned your worms.
Yeah.
And you go out there next morning and they're crawling up the walls of that concrete pit everywhere trying to get out of there.
Yeah.
With the wind. And I'd bed them down in the wintertime along about November. And I put about 2 inches of cottonseed hull on top of it. Having some little feeding bottles I made when in there, had a wire mesh bottom out of this little hardware cloth cover, and I can remove the lid.
Mm-hmm.
I just cover this, let it sit up above. I go out there about every 1 week, 10 days, and fill those little boxes full of table scrap or anything I had, cottonseed meal, waste from the table, big blue rice, things like that, feed them through the winter. Had to protect them from freezing.
Yeah.
This part of the country would freeze. Further down below the coast, you know, they wouldn't freeze, but they would freeze. Well, it is an interesting game with me. I stay here, done that for two, three years now.
Yeah.
Started in an old zinc wash tube. Then I went from that to an oil drum.
Yeah.
One of these steel oil drums, by cutting out a slot in it. And then I seen what it's all going to amount to. Well, I got out in the backyard and built some foam and ordered me some ready-mix concrete and pulled me some concrete pits.
Yeah. Okay, this is a hard shell thing that can pull its neck and its legs into its shell.
Turtle. Now, there's a dry land terrapin. That's really not its name.
Yeah.
But we call them dry land terrapin.
A turtle stays in water?
A turtle stays in water.